Good morning. It's 11 a.m. on Thursday. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the latest information on dangerous Hurricane Irene. Irene is still moving through the Bahamas. It's in the northwest Bahamas now. Yesterday, it was in the southeast. The entire island chain has had impact from Irene. Be crossing the Abacos and impacting Grand Bahama this afternoon. And then be moving more northward and then eventually north-northeastward. More on that in a moment. As you can see, it's a fairly large circulation. It's expected to grow as it moves north. Hurricane warnings will remain in effect for the northwest and central Bahamas today. Hurricane watch is in effect for most of North Carolina. Tropical storm watch for most of South Carolina's coastline. Biggest forecast challenge we're going to have in the near term is what part of North Carolina is the center of Irene going to cross. Irene is going to maintain a major hurricane status as it moves northward towards that area. The Carolinas, especially North Carolina, can expect to have dangerous storm surge with this. It's a little early for a specific forecast on that, but prepare for 5 to 10 foot of storm surge in the coastal areas and the sounds, depending on the exact track the center takes moving across that area on Saturday. After that, the storm is expected to hug the coastline, thus impacting the entire northeast corridor of the United States with very heavy rain, strong winds, and of course on the coastline, tidal inundation from the storm surge. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.